Can you mark that if you'd like to turn to Hebrews chapter 6? We'll read there in just a moment. Hebrews chapter 6. Before I begin, I beg your indulgence for just a few minutes for some personal things that I assure you I do not consider trite nor obligatory. They are very heartfelt. I cannot express to you, to your elders, to this congregation, the gratitude that I have to have been invited to be back with this church. I think the last time I was here, it was 2004. Bill and I were talking about that last night. And I have appreciated so much the opportunity to be with you. When Dad decided to leave Odessa in 69 to move to Denton, we were living 8 miles out of Odessa. And Dad had 2 acres. Now, 1 acre was the house, on the other acre was my horse. And for a boy from ages 10 to 14, living that far out of town, it just didn't get any better than that. I could go ride Sandy Lou all day long, any day. I could ride her into the night out there. In fact, many times I rode her into town and rode her the grand entry in the livestock rodeo show, and then rode back out of town. And we moved here. Dad pastured her out at W.V. Tunnycliffe's place for a long time, and I would ride her from Tunnycliffe's place to 1813 Carlton, and I'd ride her back. But it was never the same. It's strange to say that your favorite place to have lived as a boy would be Odessa, Texas. Because I've been back since then, and except for the memories, there's not a lot there. But I will say this without reservation. The best place Dad ever moved for me to live was Denton, Texas. And the reason is manifold. Primarily is because that brunette that I met in senior high school, the first semester of our high school year, who now for 41 years has been my most patient, long-suffering wife. And by the grace of God and her love, I am what I am. And the second reason of those manifold reasons was this church. Because through the years, though infrequent the opportunities may have been, especially when we were living away, this church has always harkened back in our memories. And we have such fond memories of our time growing up here. It was difficult for me to grow up, but it was my choice that made it that way. By the grace of God, He enabled me to grow past those things. And this week has been at once nostalgic and at once renewing to be able to be with you. As I said Sunday, I'm